The sacrament of reconciliation is the only sacrament that is available to sodomites, lesbians, transgenders, bisexuals, queers, trans species, etc. And it is only available to those who are truly contrite for the sin, seek absolution and a change of life away from the sin. Now, for those of you that don't have a hang-up with Pope Francis and Amoris Laetitia, now do you see why that rag of an encyclical has to be opposed with every fiber of every Christian, of every Catholic's being in existence? Because if you don't, well, then anyone's concrete public circumstance, as he calls it, can then be applied. And you could go like, well, hey, Lama, hey, sodomite. Oh, you don't have to be contrite. That's all fuddy-duddy crap. No. All you got to do is just, you know, show up and pretend like you're sorry once every year. And, you can receive all the sacraments. Now you see the danger. It's why this thing is so dangerous, and that's why Cardinal Burke and the four other cardinals signed the Dubia. That's why the 62 scholars, Chris Ferrara, our friend and frequent guest here, signed the intervention or whatever, I forget the name of it right now. That's why, because they see the danger of it. It is dangerous. It has to be opposed. Now, let's go back to the premise of all this. ChurchClarity.org. This is Skynet for sodomites, Skynet for Christians. How are they going to use this? Well, you start building your little database, as they say they're going to do. And if you're not an affirming church, then you get listed. And then after you get listed, then what happens? Well, we'll start in the great state, or the formerly great state of Washington, for example. Washington will outlaw this discrimination. So if a church were to publish, as I just theorized about the sacrament of reconciliation, that it was available, not good enough. Sorry. You have to accept, in any circumstance. And what's going to happen then? David Simpson, if you're still listening, this is how you get the sodomite weddings in Catholic churches in the state of Washington. That's how you get it. That's how they get it. Well, we have to do it. Don't tell us we can't operate for the rest of our parishioners if we don't. That's how you get it. Game's over, dude. It's over. It's only a matter of time now before Christianity is made illegal. It'll go state by state. Some states will protest mightily and huff and puff for a little bit, but they won't do anything about it. You know why? People are cowards. We don't live among martyrs, folks. Don't kid yourselves. Your next-door neighbor will throw you to the sodomite-craving wolves just as fast. And you know what? While you're on the way to the guillotine, you know what your neighbor's going to say to you? Hey, Lama, did you leave the keys to your car where I can find them? Can I have it? Mayor Church, you're exaggerating. You're scaring the children. The children ought to be scared, ma'am. To be modern, as we have seen, is to believe in one's individual desires as the locus of authority and self-definition. As philosopher Charles Taylor writes, the entire ethical stance of moderns supposes and follows on from the death of God and, of course, of the meaningful cosmos. Gay marriage and gender ideology signify the final triumph of the sexual revolution and the dethroning of Christianity because they deny Christian anthropology at its core and shatter the authority of the Bible. Rightly ordered sexuality is not at the core of Christianity, but as Philip Reeve saw, it's so near to the center that to lose the Bible's clear teaching on this matter is to risk losing the fundamental integrity of the faith. This is why Christians who begin by rejecting sexual orthodoxy end either by rejecting Christianity themselves or by laying the groundwork for their children to do so. That's a quote that Dreher puts in his piece. Now, I'll just say that it ought to be obvious that that's what the sodomite wishes to accomplish. That's what Satan's been trying to accomplish from day one. Get people to accept deviancy. Once you accept sexual deviancy, then you will ultimately reject the orthodoxy, the faith that upheld the deviancy, or the admonition against the deviancy. Rod Dreher. There's more, but that's the gist of it. It is true that the historic creeds of the church do not address sexuality directly, but that is not to say that sexual morality is one of the things we can agree to disagree about. As I say above, that's a quote from the Benedict Option then, I guess. As I say above, it cannot be disentangled from what a person is, which is to say what man is. Christian anthropology depends on this. Plus, the Bible could hardly be clearer on the matter. So to defy it on this requires seriously undercutting its authority. LGBTQIA plus symbol, affirming progressives within the church also agree, I think, with the idea that one's sexuality cannot be disentangled from what a person is, and for that reason believe that affirming one's sexuality and gender identity is required to affirm one's full humanity. The difference is that Orthodox Christians and progressive ones disagree about what it means to be ideally human. Dreher said, this is no small thing. It is no small thing for either side. Now, if you've taken Philosophia Perennis, or any Thomistic philosophy at all, and you passed it, especially logic, you already know that what I just read to you is a crock. It's a crock of big one, stinking one. You already know that your identity as a human is not based upon your sexuality. Now, here's a clue. Here's a clue, Rod. And this is how you should know this. If your identity as a human is based upon your sexuality, that then implies, Rod, if I'm to carry that argument out, that then implies that my sexuality, in other words, what position I prefer or what position I prefer someone in or what gender I prefer the position in, that then implies that that sexuality is permanent, attached. Well, okay, here's another question or another angle. What's it attached to? In a church, please. It's attached to the brain. No. If it's part of who you are, your being, it's got to be attached to your soul. There is no life in this mass of carbon and selenium and all the 73 other elements. There's no life. This body of mine and yours is animated by a soul. It's why the soul is called animas in Latin. Anima. So, to say that you're identified as a human, by your sexuality, that then implies, well then, in heaven, there must be sex. Lots of it. If you're identified by it, then it's part of your nature. Why? How would I know your nature? Well, you know it by the things that the nature does. See, you see the folly of this. That's not your identity. Your identity is your soul. Your soul is attached. How does Brother Francis say it? It's probably more accurate to say that the soul needs the body. Or that the body needs... No. But more accurate to say that the body needs the soul. Body cannot function without the soul. It'll die. That's what happens when you die. Soul leaves the body. You go. Worms start to take over and eat you, and you turn to liquid, ultimately, except for your bones. Do you take your sexual identity with you? You see, this is the departure place, and this is why this society and the world we live in is so freaking screwed up, dude. It's so messed up. If you believe in the spirit life, in the good, the true, and the beautiful that animates that spirit life, then you have to believe that it's the soul that's doing the animating. And if you believe that the soul is doing the animating, well, it's not a very far stretch then to, if you're saying that something is attached to that, it's not a very far stretch then to say that whatever it is that you're then doing is part of your intellect, part of your soul. What is it that goes to heaven? What is it that goes to the judgment seat? Is it the body or is it the soul? It's the soul that gets judged. Our Lady even tells us recently, many souls, she doesn't say many bodies, she says souls, many souls fall into hell as a result of the sins of the flesh. Now, that ought to be enough for any man or woman with goodwill and common sense. No, what the little explanation I just gave you ought to be sufficient to know then that the sum of your being cannot possibly be expressed in what your preference for sex positions is. You see how freaking ridiculous this is. So we're off on the wrong track. To grant that that is the case, that's Skynet. That's how you get Skynet, like in the Terminator movie. And it won't be humans that are being chased. It'll be Christian humans, specifically. Well, folks, I'm telling you, we're at the precipice here.